dry.
Thank you, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4, and it's now time for the Shipping Bulletin issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Saturday, the 26th of July. The general synopsis at midnight. Low just northeast of Iceland, 991, slow moving and filling, 998 by midnight tonight. New low expected just west of South Shannon by 1019 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, west or southwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North at Cirrus, south at Cirrus. Westerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 in south at Cirrus. Showers, good. 40s, cyclonic, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 in south. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in 4th. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Tyne, Dogger. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming west, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, southwest, veering north later, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth. West, veering northwest, 3 to 5. Drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, variable, 2 to 4, becoming northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy. Northeasterly, backing northerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and 3 later. Fair, good. North Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly later in the northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul. Northwesterly, becoming cyclonic later in the west, 3 to 5. Drizzle at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or northwest, backing southwest for a time in Irish Sea, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Lundy. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, westerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic later in the south, 3 to 5, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Rockall and Malin. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, fog patches in the north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the north. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by south 2, 19 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by east 3, 19 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 4, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Lucas, west 2, 13 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Bridlington, west 2, 1015, falling slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 4, 2 miles, 1018. Jersey, west 3, 8 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 2, 5 miles, 1019. Scilly Automatic, southwest 3, slight drizzle, 600 metres, 1019, falling slowly. Valentia, west-northwest 2, 13 miles, 1020, steady. Ronald's Way, west 2, 12 miles, 1016, falling more slowly. And Malin Head, west-southwest 3, recent drizzle, 12 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: a weak ridge of high pressure in the southwest will give a generally light to moderate westerly or northwesterly flow across the British Isles, along with a few showers, but also some longer spells of rain for northwestern coasts. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney: westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in the east. Showers, rain later in the north, good, occasionally moderate in the north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed: westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time in the north. Occasionally 6 later in the south. Showers, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby: variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 5, 4 or 5 later. Showers for a time, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point: variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland: variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time in the south, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers for a time, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill: westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly later 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 for a time later in the east. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis: west or southwest, veering northwest later 2 or 3, increasing 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly: westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time at first in the east, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel: west or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Bristol Channel, decreasing 2 at times later. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel: west or northwest, backing southwest for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near Anglesey. Showers, good. From Greater Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway: west or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. The Isle of Man: west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, mainly good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough: variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in the far north. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel: variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in the north. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point: west or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath: westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times later. Showers, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles: southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Dr. Conan Clwyd.
Good morning. In this 55th anniversary of Prayer of the Day, representatives of Cateen Churches Together in Wales from across the denominational and geographical breadth of Wales will take a daily prayer in turn. In 1925, we saw the first tangible demonstration of interdenominational collaboration in Wales. A quiet yet remarkable moment took place in Detroit when Gwilym Davis, a Welsh Baptist and passionate peace advocate, addressed the Federal Council of the Churches in America. He presented a bold statement from the church leaders of Wales, a collective call for peace in the aftermath of the First World War. Responding to this, a one Dr. Spear described Wales, somewhat patronisingly, as a small but great nation. And yet, perhaps without knowing it, he spoke a profound truth. Because what is greatness? In many traditions, including Christianity, greatness is found in humility, in mercy, and in peacemaking. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Not the powerful, not the victorious, but the peacemakers. It's a deeply countercultural idea that to be great is not to dominate, but to serve. And so I pray for strength, that I, like those who spoke boldly for peace in the shadow of war, choose the greatness of humility, mercy, and conviction. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Dr. Conan Clwyd. This is BBC Radio 4. Now is here's Hannah Fry with Uncharted.
It's spring in San Diego, California, and PhD student Mark Besh is feeling nervous. He's made it up the steps to the stage without falling over and fired up his PowerPoint. In a precise Swiss-German accent, he starts his carefully prepared presentation. He needs this to go well. The research he's sharing is nothing fancy, just a small study conducted with two others on a shoestring budget. But this audience is full of potential employers and people who can give out lucrative research contracts. And he's worried they'll judge him poorly. Because as he comes to the end of his talk, one slide is projected onto the huge screen. It's a simple bar chart, but some of the bars